Of course, we were just hearing a report from an NPR correspondent, which is a pretty traditional job description. Journalists are supposed to seek the truth without fear or favor, as the saying goes. These days, with the 24-hour cable news cycle and the explosion of the web, a lot of people are getting into the news business, and some have agendas. Some may even have hidden agendas. And the definition of who is a journalist can get pretty elastic. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Gregory Fauve used to be the executive editor of the Sacramento Bee in California. He says conventional media outlets like the Bee are being challenged by a new media that's brasher, more partisan, and less careful. The mainstream press used to serve as the gatekeepers of news, Fauve says.
We stood at the gate in many cases, but the fences are gone, and news is coming in all around us.
And Fauve says the round-the-clock news cycle creates a hunger that can't be satisfied just with old-fashioned journalists. Armstrong Williams is a conservative pundit who, until recently, popped up a lot on cable news channels. He has a newspaper column and a radio show that focus on politics. Last month, he admitted taking $240,000 to promote the Bush administration's education plans. He says he's not a journalist and doesn't see any conflict of interest.
It's something I believe in. It's something I've advocated for such a long time.
Two other conservative commentators also acknowledged being paid by the government to shape policy they later praised. There are other media figures who clearly have a political bent, but whether they're journalists, that's another question. Jeff Gannon wrote stories from the White House for a conservative web news site with a pro-administration slant. He insists he's a journalist, even while acknowledging he asks only sympathetic questions of the White House. When liberal bloggers started poking around in his private life, it turned out Jeff Gannon wasn't his real name. Last week, NPR asked Gannon how readers could trust him if they didn't even know his name.
One of these things, you have to take my word for it.
He quit a day later. Paul Begala is the former Democratic strategist who's now host of CNN's political debate show Crossfire. He also served as an unpaid advisor to Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry last year. Begala says CNN pays him to be biased, and viewers recognize that.
I am an analyst. I am a commentator. I am at times a combatant, but I'm not a journalist. My experience has been that the audience uses Crossfire the same way a drunk uses a lamppost, you know, more for support than illumination. So I don't confuse myself with a journalist.
Begala says there's no confusion about his roles because he takes no fees from his political friends. Dennis Byrne is a freelance columnist for the Chicago Tribune who does take consulting fees. At the end of his column every Monday, Byrne's identified as a Chicago-area writer and public affairs consultant. But Byrne's clients aren't disclosed by the paper, so readers don't know who they are or whether they could affect his opinions. The Tribune's editorial page editor, Bruce Dold, says it's up to him to monitor Byrne's client list. Byrne says that's good enough protection for readers.
We're very aware of it, and we're very careful with it. A lot of media do use freelance writers, and I think they have to be very careful about who they're using and if there's any hidden agenda.
Some conservative media critics say there's an agenda in the work of freelancer Linda Fasulo. She covers the United Nations for National Public Radio and NBC News. In 2001, the United Nations Foundation gave Fasulo $13,500 to help her finish a book on the UN. The private advocacy group supports the UN with money from liberal media mogul Ted Turner. Fasulo says the foundation never even saw the manuscript before it was published by Yale University Press. But critics say the deal proves she's too cozy with the UN. Both NBC News and NPR stand by Fasulo. But NPR spokesman David Umansky says no reporter will be able to accept similar subsidies in the future. Gregory Fauve, the former Sacramento editor, says reporters and commentators should steer clear of pay from groups they might cover. Fauve says the media is already reeling from scandal. There was that botched 60 Minutes Wednesday story on President Bush's military service record, and the fabrications exposed at USA Today and the New York Times.
People trust us less and less as journalists, and we need to start building up our credibility and our connection with our readers.
New evidence that people don't trust journalists arrives all the time. A Knight Foundation survey just found that more than one in three high school students believe reporters should have to get government permission before putting stories in print or on the air. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.
David Folkenflik is a journalist, and his column, Media Circus, can be found at npr.org.